Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure as always. I'm excited about having Kate Kelly back in the show, ladies and gentlemen. Kate's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend of ours. She's a business consultant and a writer. She talks about topics that are of interest to people like you and me because you and I are in the business of doing business. And we have to decide how much to charge for the things that we sell, for the services that we provide. And she's an expert in that. She's the author of the newly revised How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. Kate, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's always delightful to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Kate, this whole pricing thing is a tough one for small business owners. Not just it is for those who are providing personal services. You and I have had the conversation before, at least once, maybe more about when I started my consulting business, and I just sort of came up with my own way of setting my prices. But it's a problem for all small business owners, even those who have products, because those guys are which I have been before, by the way. They're up against the market leaders, the big boxes, and they always get the idea that they need to be cheaper, then they need to be price sensitive to their customers. And I believe that if you get too worked up about being price sensitive and you don't spend enough time about being value sensitive, I don't think you'll be successful. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right, and I think there are two interesting points there. One is that even if you come up with a proper fee structure, one of the reasons it is such an issue is because you have to remain flexible. 3 years down the line, the marketplace may have changed, your competition may have changed, and you may not be able to revise your figures up. You may be needing to think about how you can stay flat or even come down a little bit just in order to maintain work. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just being smart and figuring it out. But, you know, you're talking about the adding value is really an interesting issue because, oh, gosh, 6 or 7 years ago, it really looked like travel agents were going to go out of business. Mm-hmm. They were getting less and less
because of technology,
from the airlines and all. And I clipped two articles from the newspaper this morning about how travel agents are absolutely doing great because they provide a service that these internet companies are not, and you can't call a travel website when your reservations don't go through, but
that's
you can
right.
always call your travel agent. So,
well, and that the point there to make, though, I think an interesting point to include there is that all travel agents didn't make it. Many of them did, and the ones who did love what they're doing now more than they were doing, but some of them didn't make it because they weren't able to make the adjustments that you recommend.
Exactly, and yes, and I was with a woman, who just the other day who was talking about how she'd been able to keep hers going, and she does lots of travel planning. Her specialty is less about, somebody's going, someplace on a business trip and more about they're taking, their family and they all want to go to Greece and where should they go and what are the best places. And so her expertise is really setting up. She says people have less time to do the scoping out of those types of things. So by my providing the service of really setting them up with the level of travel that they want, whether it's medium or a little bit on the cheap or higher end, but providing all the details as to what's going to happen, booking the tour guides, whatever they need done. And then she does it for a fee.
Right.
In other words, she doesn't charge anything on the airline ticket, but she just has a travel planning fee.
Exactly. Because and there are a couple of things in there that I wanted to land on. Number one is that when travel agents were in the business prior to the internet and being able to buy your airline tickets directly from the airlines online, which we do completely now,
mm-hmm.
Prior to that, basically, travel agents were selling commodities, and it was not easy for them to make a whole lot of money because they were selling commodities. But now they're letting the commodities go to the internet, and they're selling these intangibles, which is her ability, your friend's ability, to come up with the right deals. That's one thing that's worth extra money that people will pay for. But the other thing is what you said about time. more and more, and I've been saying this now, how long, ladies and gentlemen, more and more of us are valuing our time more than our money.
Yes, that's a very excellent point. So in any type of business where you have a service where you can save people time, you can afford to, you know, maintain your business and really stress the fact that it is going to help people out in that regard.
Don't you think that a lot of small business owners underestimate the value of their own service, their own knowledge, their own expertise, and they're much more likely to underprice it than they are to price it fairly?
Yes, and yet that also takes us back to step one of how do you get started. About the only way you can get started is kind of listening up and attending business functions and hearing, like if you're a professional organizer, hearing kind of what everybody is charging. And then, you know, getting in with that ground floor price.
In the beginning, you've got to give people an introductory price. There's no question about that.
Exactly. And getting started and then judging from there. For one thing, a lot of times I really recommend that people use a project rate because nobody really wants to pay you by the hour, because what if a job takes, you know, 5 hours when they were hoping to only pay
right.
for 2 hours. So
right.
it's really better if you can roll it all up into a package and say, I can do this full service for you for $650 or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. But part of that is learning how long it takes you in order to perform certain functions. One of my best stories is a woman I've worked with, a professional organizer, who had done something very similar for one client and then was hired to do something similar for another client, you know, not in a competitive environment. It wasn't a conflict of any kind. But she called me and she said, you know, this is going to take me 3 minutes to pull together. What am I going to do? And I said, well, you're going to charge her what you charge the other client, because you're benefiting from the fact that you've invented the system,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but you've got to place an honorable fee on it, because if you charge them for 3 minutes of your time, they're not going to value what you give them.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that this is where I come back to the value. What's this worth to them? You know,
and
you know, it's just like a friend of mine and I was a doctor, and he and I owned an airplane together. And one time we had this incredible bill for maintenance on the airplane. And he was so mad about this. Doctor friend of mine, my partner, was complaining to his dad about how much this bill was from this mechanic. He was really upset. And his dad said, well, you know, it sounds like he's a little bit like doctors. It's not what you do, it's what you know.
That's a great one,
yeah.
Actually.
So we kind of put him in his place. Stand by. And I have to be honest, it was a big bill, by the way. 22. We're going to be right back with Kate Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the one where you can find the show, and you can actually, all of our shows, the live, the replay, the archives are all MP3 now, and have been now for a few months. We've changed completely over to MP3, which means that you can stream it on any MP3 player that you have on your computer, and, of course, we now give the ability to download. You can actually take fair use possession of our archives, like the one we're doing right now with Kate Kelly. Before too long, within a couple of hours, it'll be available for you to use and download the podcast and burn onto a CD, put onto a thumb drive, take it with you wherever you want to go, and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out our blog as well, and all the other things you can do there, articles, thousands of them, and any a discussion with some expert on any topic you can imagine for your small business. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Kate Kelly is the author of How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. And, Kate, one of my favorite stories is the lawyer that was getting his plumbing fixed on his house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this story. And the lawyer, when the plumber got through, he gave the lawyer the bill. And it was a very big bill. And the lawyer said, man, you make this an hour? And the lawyer, and the plumber says, well, yeah. And he said, I'm an attorney. That's more than I make an hour. And the plumber said, that's more than I made when I was an attorney.
Oh, that is a good story.
But apparently the plumber knew something that the attorney didn't know, and he was able to charge that, right?
Yes, we have a plumber in our house who comes to our house, and he actually calls our town one big leak, and that he will never go out of business because it's one big leak, which I guess also points out that find a need and make sure you're fulfilling it, and if for any reason that particular need gets solved because of the internet or because of some new technology that comes in, just find a way to change your business a little bit, because we all have to be flexible, and whatever we started out doing 10, 15, 20 years ago may not be valid in today's marketplace. So it just means remaining, keeping your ears perked, keeping your skills up, you know, continuing to update, and finding ways to continue to fill needs of the customer.
What I like to say, Kate, is that whatever you're doing today that you were doing in the 20th century is probably obsolete now.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
And that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Because, in other words, it's still, you can still be a plumber in the 21st century. You can still use the same skills that you used when you were that you learned in the 20th century. But if you're reaching out to customers, if you're managing customers, if you're connecting with them and managing their relationship with them the way you did 20 years ago, then you're probably going to be behind.
Yes, that's a really good point. You do just need to stay on top of things.
Do you think that when people are delivering services and expertise, even if they're wrapping, you know, that around delivering products, you know, even those who have inventory, they deliver stuff, not just advice, but when they wrap all that around their products, or when they just deliver services and advice all by itself, do you think that they miss opportunities to charge for the kind of peace of mind and trust that people expect from them?
I think every circumstance is different, and I think, yes, to some extent, but I think that assessing the circumstances are really important, because you want to price yourself so that you'll get the job, but you don't want to underprice yourself. But I think there's nothing wrong. I think there are two kinds of things to build in pricing for. One is the idea that you are offering peace of mind to the customer. But the other thing to remember is that you can always bill for the hassle factor. And when you go for those initial interviews and you sense that the politics of the company that you're, you know, submitting a proposal to are really difficult, or you sense that you're going to be working directly for an underling, which means everything is going to be approved by that person and then get bounced up to somebody else who's going to rethink what the project is. Anytime you sense that you're getting into a difficult circumstance, add something in for yourself, because, first of all, it's okay to lose a job like that, because they really can become absolute migraine headaches.
Make sure that if you get the job, that you don't mind doing the job.
Yes, that's a really good point. And actually, on the eve of July 4th, another reason for billing extra for a job is if you're working over a holiday. Let's say you take on a deadline, you know, with something that's due next Monday, and you know, most of the world is off on vacation this week, and you're at your desk. Build in some extra time, because that's absolutely legitimate, and you ought to be rewarded for some, you know, for being at your desk at a time when nobody else is.
Once you get your fees established, once you get your clientele established, you know, I used to tell my clients, you know what, here's my new rate, and the reason I'm charging this rate is because you're going to want me to be available to you on a moment's notice. And I don't have 29 clients. I only have, you know, a dozen or so. And I'm making myself available to all of you. And so you've got that kind of, you got exclusivity with me, and you've got me available to you at a moment's notice. And I need you to pay for that. You know what? Every one of them said, I get it.
That's wonderful.
But you got to be able to explain that to them, that they're getting something more than just what comes out of your mouth.
Exactly. And that's another thing that's positive about a project fee.
Right.
Oh, sounds like we're done.
That's a good point. Give us your website, Kate.
www.katekelly.com.
Two Ks, ladies and gentlemen. Kate Kelly. Thank you, Kate, for being here. The book is How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. I know they can get them on your website, but can they get them at Amazon, too?
Yes, absolutely.
How to Set Your Fees and Get Them by Kate Kelly. Thanks, Kate. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Quick break. Going to be right back with Ivan Meisner. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.